Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Ultimate English as a Second Language Teaching Manual by Andromeda Jones is a practical teaching guide for ESL instructors who want to run effective lessons without relying heavily on course books or elaborate classroom resources. Positioned as a hands-on manual rather than a theory-driven academic text, it focuses on how to teach English through structured speaking practice, clear grammar presentation, and reusable lesson formats. Public descriptions of the book consistently emphasize that it covers major grammar points, provides extensive vocabulary groupings, and includes follow-on activities such as role plays, games, and problem-solving tasks. The book is especially associated with low prep teaching, making it relevant for tutors working online, in classrooms, or in flexible settings where equipment and materials may be limited. Its purpose is not simply to explain English grammar, but to help teachers turn language points into active lessons that keep students talking. As a result, it serves both as a planning resource and as a confidence-building manual for teachers who need practical structure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a teaching system built around speaking rather than textbooks. One of the book's most distinctive features is its clear preference for teaching through controlled speaking practice instead of depending on traditional textbook sequences. The manual presents English as something students learn by using, not just by reading rules or filling gaps on a page. That makes the book especially useful for teachers who want to create lessons that feel active and communicative even when they have very few materials available. The general approach reflected in public descriptions is to introduce a language point, guide students through structured oral practice, and then extend that learning through engaging follow-up tasks. This gives students repeated exposure to grammar and vocabulary in a form that is closer to real use. The emphasis on speaking also helps explain why the book appeals to teachers working online or in informal tutoring contexts, where long workbook-based lessons may not be ideal. Rather than treating conversation as an optional extra after grammar study, the manual appears to make spoken production central to the learning process. In practical terms, that supports confidence, fluency, and retention, while also helping teachers build classes that are lively and student-centered. Secondly, comprehensive coverage of grammar for lesson planning. A major reason the manual attracts attention is its promise to help teachers teach a wide range of English grammar points in a structured way. Public listings repeatedly describe it as a step-by-step guide to teaching every grammar point in English, which positions it as a broad planning tool rather than a narrow activity book. For new teachers, this matters because grammar teaching can feel overwhelming without a roadmap. A manual that organizes grammar into teachable units can reduce uncertainty and make lesson construction far more manageable. The value here is not only in grammar explanation itself, but in the conversion of grammar knowledge into classroom practice. The book is presented as offering lesson plans and drills alongside speaking activities, which suggests a practical bridge between knowing the rule and teaching it effectively. That makes it relevant both for inexperienced tutors and for experienced teachers who want a faster way to prepare classes. Instead of forcing teachers to assemble lessons from scattered sources, it appears to gather explanation, sequencing, and practice ideas in one place. This all-in-one structure is a central part of the book appeal, especially for teachers seeking consistency across different student levels. Thirdly, vocabulary development through lexical sets across levels, beyond grammar. The manual is also known for including more than 60 lexical sets that cover a range of proficiency levels from beginner to very advanced. This is important because many teaching guides focus mainly on structure and leave vocabulary development underdesigned. By including grouped vocabulary content, the book appears to support a more complete approach to lesson building. Lexical sets can help teachers organize language around themes or functional areas, making new words easier to present, review, and recycle in speaking tasks. For learners, vocabulary grouped in meaningful categories can be more memorable than isolated word lists. For teachers, it creates a ready source of content that can be adapted across lesson types. The value of this feature becomes even stronger in low-resource environments, where teachers may need material that is portable and easy to reuse without printing large packets. In the context of the manual overall method, vocabulary is not treated as static memorization, but as part of active language use. Since the book also emphasizes speaking activities, these lexical sets likely serve as fuel for conversation, role play, and problem solving. That combination gives teachers a practical way to expand both accuracy and expressive range. Fourthly, low preparation teaching for online, classroom, and mobile contexts. Another central theme of the book is efficiency. Public descriptions repeatedly stress that it helps teachers cut down on preparation time and work effectively with minimal equipment. This positioning makes the manual particularly relevant in modern ESL teaching, where many instructors move between online lessons, private tutoring, and in-person classes with varying access to resources. Instead of assuming a fixed classroom, the book appears designed for flexibility. Its lesson plans, drills, activity formats, and downloadable worksheets suggest a toolkit that can travel across settings. That practical portability is part of what distinguishes it from more traditional teacher guides tied closely to a specific syllabus, publisher series, or classroom infrastructure. The promise of reducing dependence on expensive textbooks is also significant. For freelance tutors and new teachers, cost and complexity can become barriers to getting started. A single manual that gathers core teaching content in one place can therefore offer both financial and professional advantages. It supports teachers who need to begin teaching quickly, stay organized, and still provide classes that feel purposeful. In that sense, the book speaks not just to pedagogy, but also to the everyday realities of ESL work, where time, money, and materials are often limited. Lastly, support for novice teachers while remaining useful to experienced tutors, the book is strongly associated with helping people who are new to ESL teaching, including those without formal TEFL qualifications, but that does not appear to be its only audience. Public comments and descriptions suggest that its practical structure also appeals to experienced teachers who want fresh activities, faster planning, or a cleaner alternative to textbook-heavy instruction. For beginners, the book likely functions as a confidence-building manual. It gives a clear framework, concrete lesson material, and a sense that teaching English can be organized into manageable steps. That can be especially valuable for tutors entering the field through online platforms or private lessons rather than traditional training routes. At the same time, the emphasis on speaking practice, games, role plays, and problem solving gives experienced instructors adaptable material that can energize lessons and improve student participation. This dual usefulness helps explain the positive response seen in retail and reader summaries. The manual is not presented as a dense theoretical work for specialists. Instead, it seems to offer direct classroom utility while still covering a wide enough range of language content to remain relevant over time. That balance between accessibility and practical depth is one of its strongest selling points. In conclusion, The Ultimate English as a Second Language Teaching Manual is best suited to tutors, new ESL teachers, and independent instructors who want a dependable way to teach speaking, grammar, and vocabulary without building every lesson from scratch. It is also useful for teachers working across mixed contexts, including online classes, one-to-one tutoring, and low-resource classrooms. Its practical benefit lies in how it turns broad teaching needs into usable lesson material. Rather than offering abstract discussion about language teaching, it concentrates on what a teacher can actually do in class with limited time and equipment. That makes it attractive to readers who want immediate application rather than academic debate. The book also appears to stand out in its category because it combines several needs in one: resource grammar coverage, vocabulary organization, speaking activities, lesson planning support, and a low-prep philosophy. Many ESL teaching books do one of these things well, but fewer aim to be an all-purpose manual for everyday use. Its strongest distinction is the way it frames communicative teaching as practical and manageable, not dependent on expensive textbooks or elaborate systems. For readers seeking a portable, action-oriented guide to teaching English, it offers a realistic and highly usable alternative to more rigid traditional materials. If you would like to support Andromeda Jones, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.